Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
And blessings, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I'm a minister, spiritual life coach. I am also a health and nutrition awareness coach, author, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And if this is your first time joining us for the How Now podcast, welcome in. You are now officially part of the How Now family. Please go to my website at www.hownowpodcast.com. Pick your favorite podcast platform and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the banner for this week's show, and it'll take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can like, follow, share, and subscribe there as well. And make sure that you hit that notification bell so that you always know what's happening in the now. Again, that is www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into today's show, where we are going to be talking to one determined vegan. Okay, we've heard about so many different dietary plans. You hear about some of them that are, you know, plant-based. You hear about some that are, keto-based. There are so many different plans out there for individuals to partake in. And it's always finding the plan that is best for you. Some plans work well with certain dietary restrictions. Certain plans work best with certain pre-existing conditions, you know. But today we're going to talk about veganism, and we're going to talk about plant-based diets and the benefits that come with those. And, you know, there is no person who I know who is more determined about veganism as my guest who is here today. And as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have him to introduce himself at this time.
I appreciate that, Kim. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, my name is Kelly Gilberry. I am a certified holistic nutritionist. I am an author, a coach, and a speaker. A few years ago, I was in the worst shape of my life. So I went from the worst shape of my life to the best shape of my life by using the power of these plants. I was diagnosed with heart disease, prediabetes, and obesity, all at the same doctor's visit. So then my mother passed away from heart disease, which is the leading cause of death. So when she passed away, and then my uncle passed away a year later from cancer, and I get diagnosed with these three chronic conditions, again, obesity, prediabetes, and heart disease, I decided to make a change. So when they passed away, I just went into the research like crazy. I started doing so much research that you would not believe. And then I eventually turned myself into a mad scientist. So that's what I do. So if you're a client of mine, you understand that why I'm so determined. And then my main mission is just to be able to help people. I want to help you realize that you don't need to suffer in silence, right? You don't need to suffer with this chronic condition. Yeah. Right? As a result of working with me, you're going to get your life back.
That's right?
No more suffering in silence. I work with people who are seriously ready to totally transform their health. You know, if they're sick and tired about their current health situation, then guess what? I'm their guy. If you're ready to live their life filled with abundance, I'm your guy. The question is, who do you know? Who do you know that's ready to turn their life around, that is ready to live a life filled with abundance, free of medication? The question is, who do you know? That's what I always ask people. Who do you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, y'all, look, he's already extended the invitation. All right. It was nice seeing y'all. See you next All right. Then look, the call has been made. He has already given you all a directive. If you're ready. Okay. And if you're not ready, let's get ready. Okay. Let's talk about that. I'm so glad that you are here, Kelly. You know, Kelly and I have something in common. As I am a holistic nutritionist as well, and I am just recently certified, and, you know, he's been certified for a couple of years now. And so, you know, that's how we kind of been able to connect. And, our stories are parallel in that, you know, I got to that point, you know, that call email, you know, are you tired of being that? I got to that point where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I just did not have a sense of wellness. You know how, you know, I was driving home from work, falling asleep at the wheel. You know, I was just feeling lethargic all the time. And that was not something that was a part of my existence. And I know that I'm aging and I'm like, okay, I'm not that old that I should be falling asleep at the wheel of my car, or I should be that tired in the middle of the day. I just did not have a sense of wellness. And you know, when you get to that point where you just, like I said, tired of being sick and tired, then you start making that change or start looking for things that that need to change in your life. You don't want to stay in that same space. You feel stuck. Okay, so let's roll back a little bit, Kelly, and talk about, you know, where you were at that point before you made that transition. And you know, since, you know, this show, we talk about how now, and we talk about things that happened pre-pandemic. What was going on in your life right before the pandemic hit? And then we can talk about your transitions from there.
Rock bottom. Just like you said, I hit rock bottom when it came to my health. My health was in the dumps. Like I said, this is where 2019, this all happened in 2019. 2019, my mother passed away at the end of the year. But before that, my weight had got out of control. And in 2019 was when my weight was so out of control that it was ridiculous, right? And then she passed away at the end of the year from a heart attack. So I reached rock bottom. I was the heaviest I'd ever been in my life. Like I said, my cholesterol was through the roof. I had got diagnosed with heart disease, and I got diagnosed with prediabetes all at the same doctor's visit. So I was at rock bottom, just like you were saying. And when you get to rock bottom, there's only place, the only place that is keep going down, when you're going into the grave, you're done, you're gonna be pushing up daisies, or is to climb yourself out of it. If you haven't hit rock bottom, people understand. Most of my best clients are the people who have hit rock bottom. My clients that have hit rock bottom, because what I'm gonna put them on, if you're serious about totally transforming your health, then like I said before, I'm your guy, right? I'm gonna put you, if this is what you want, then this is the path that you got to follow to be able to get onto that path to be able to transform your health. And if you're not ready for that, then, you know, a lot of people who have hit rock bottom, they're ready for that. Like, they're like, man, I'm going to do whatever you tell me and I'm going to do it. Right? Because right. I'm trying to be here for my daughter. I'm trying to be here for, you know, whatever your why is. I'm trying to be able to walk my daughter down the aisle. I'm trying to be able to do this. I'm trying to be able to do that. Like, I'm 50 some years old. I ain't trying to, I still got another 30 years. And doctor telling me my cholesterol is crazy. So that's where I was before that. I was at rock bottom. And then my mother passed away. And then she passed away from a heart attack. I'm get all these conditions. So I'm stuck. I was at rock bottom. I didn't know what to do, right? I can't call on my mom anymore. My mom is my best friend, right? So she was here one day, gone the next day. So then a year later, my uncle passed away. I saw both sides of death. So then in 2020 is when he came to live with us because he got diagnosed. His cancer came back again. So when his cancer came back again, guess what? They gave him 2 months to live, but he ended up living for 5 months. Because we started giving them more plants. I didn't know anything at the time. I didn't know anything about nutrition. If you'd have talked before pre-pandemic, if you'd have talked to me anything about nutrition, I would have been like, man, what are you talking about nutrition or going plant-based or going vegan? I would have been like, man, whatever, bro. Get out of here. I'm not going to go. Me? Okay, that's all I eat is double cheeseburgers, extra pickles, small fries, gummy worms, washing it down with a big pork chop, washing it down with a Mountain Dew. I mean, that's all I know. I don't know anything about nutrition, right? But what happened during that time is after they both passed away, well, actually before my uncle passed away, my mother came to me in a dream and told me that I had this ability to be able to help other people heal their bodies. Keep in mind, when she came to me in this dream, I'm obese, I'm overweight, I'm pre-diabetes. Like, I don't know anything about healing anybody. So for months that went by, I couldn't even shake this dream. I couldn't shake this dream. Like, man, what does this dream mean? I'm heal people? I don't know what that means. I'm a fat boy, right? I don't know anything about that. That's all I know is double cheeseburgers. So, but when he passed away, my uncle passed away, it was like, boom, that dream all of a sudden made sense. I mean, it made perfect sense. It's like, oh, I get it. I get it, moms. I get the dream I get what you're talking about when you came to me in that dream. I get it now. And then that is when I went on a crazy mission to become the first transform my own health. So the 1.0 version of myself, now I'm become the 2.0 version of myself. And that's when the term vegan was born. I started doing research like you wouldn't believe to find out where does heart disease come from? Where does cancer come from? I turned myself into a machine. Right,
yeah,
a machine. All right, so that was the first determine for my because I was angry, so that's where the determination came from. So, I literally went from the worst shape of my life to the best shape of my life. So in January 1st of 2021, I went 100% plants all the time. So I totally reversed all the conditions. So by the beginning of the year, I was in the worst shape of my life. End of the year, I was in the best shape of my life, right? And I'm a guy over 40. And you know what they say after you turn 40, there's no more turning back. That's it, right? Your health is downhill from there, right? That's what they say. But no, I just say, you know what? I'm going to go whole plants and find out what this is all about. Because the more research I did, it kept saying, hey, human beings are designed to eat plants. So I just used that philosophy. And the weight just kept coming off. No more pre-diabetes, no more heart disease. Cholesterol dropped 100 points, everything. And then I ended up writing after the pandemic. I'll talk about after the pandemic, but that was pre-pandemic.
Well, I was going to say, you said two things that were critical there. You know, and the first is definitely identifying your why. You know, just saying, you know, why am I making this decision? You know? Yeah, like I said, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, but I also have a 5-year-old grandbaby, and you know, I want to be able to run behind her, and I want to be there when she graduates and gets married and do all the things that she's going to do. I had a grandmother at the time who was 105. She passed away 2 years ago, but she was, you know, very conscious of her health, and that was important. I know I said I have longevity. I'm going to be here, and I thought about my quality of life. I was like, you know, what if I live? Yeah, both my grandmothers lived long lives. One lived to be 90 and one lived to be 105. I was like, okay, so I got a chance of being around for a while. I don't want to be in a wheelchair. I don't want to be an invalid, or I don't want to be in this horrible shape and just have to be here on this earth suffering. And so just like you said, that why becomes important, you know, when we start talking about, you know, why we're doing it. Or, you know, and just like you said, it's an important question to even ask your clients. You said your best clients are the ones that you know, hit rock bottom. And that's true. It's not those people who say, oh, I just want to lose that 20 pounds because I have a wedding to go to in a month. And so right. You lose that 20 pounds, or you lose that. And then then what are you doing after that? Are you going to go back to business as usual? Are you going to go back to eating those double cheeseburgers, you know, with extra pickles and small fries? Or, you know, or are you going to be that person that says, okay, yeah, this is good. Is it a lifestyle? So your why definitely plays a big role in making that change. And you know, because like you said, it's a lifestyle change. And if it's temporary and it's just a means to an end, okay. So then my secondary or my follow-up question is, okay, so what's the plan after this wedding or after you accomplish that? You know, and that's a big question to ask. And then that's where we see a lot of people who fall back into old habits because they haven't thought of it as a lifestyle change. They thought of it as just a means to an end. Okay. Yeah, so like I said, you talked about that why.
Reasons come first, answers come second.
There you go. And then you said something else very critical. You said you became a bulldog about, you know, learning and understanding why, you know, understanding, you know, what cancer was, understanding what heart disease was. And that comes to that whole idea of educating yourself. The reason why I got my degree as a holistic, you know, or at my certification as a holistic nutritionist, for that same reason that you had, you know, being able to go, I wanted to understand what it was that was happening. What goes on when I put things in my mouth? What happens? You know, how does it affect my health? You know, and the only way that I was going to learn that is, you know, by educating myself. And I think that we have to do that. You know, we have to be the biggest advocates for ourselves when it comes to educating ourselves and not just always listening to what somebody else can tell us or what we've seen happen to our family, our loved ones or our friends, but to be able to say, okay, I want to learn a little bit more about this. So that way, you know, if I understand, then when I go to put this cheeseburger with the double pickles and the small fry and that Mountain Dew in my mouth, what is it going to do to my body over time? Because I was with you on that. I think about, you know, I sat and I thought about what I ate during the course of a day. I mean, I would start out every day with the French toast sticks from Burger King. Then I would go and have a whole sub sandwich from Publix. You know, those who are here in the South, go and get a whole sub sandwich and a bag of chips and a liter of soda. And then I would have pizza for dinner. And it was just like, okay, see you tomorrow. You know, rinse it. And, you know, think about what that would have done to my body over time. Even if someone told me, okay, yeah, you need to eat better, but what does that look like? What does that mean? And so, you know, I just like you said, two very important things that you said so far, knowing what your why is and also educating yourself about what, you know, what it entails to change your lifestyle. Because
Absolutely.
you know, what they say, what's the old cliche? When you know better, you do better. If you don't know better, you're going to keep on doing what you're doing, you know? And then what's the definition of insanity? You keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Not going to happen, you
yeah,
know?
My favorite quote behind that is if nothing changes, nothing changes. Right? If nothing changes, nothing ain't gonna change. Right? It's ain't gonna stay the same. If so, for things to change, you have to change. Because if nothing changes, everything stay the same, then it's just gonna be the same old stuff. So with things to change, you have to change. So that's what I decided to do. I decided that I was going to change, or else I'd probably be pushing up daisies by now. Right. That was 2.5 years ago. I was in the worst shape of my life. They were like, hey, listen, here's some statins and yeah, some heart x-rays. Yeah, you up there, brother. Right. So I'd probably be pushing up daisies by now had I not changed.
Right. And I'm sure that your doctors, you know, would have said, you know, well, here, just go ahead and take this medication and it's going to help it. You know, but you and I both know when you start talking about medications and things, it begins to mask the problem and not solve the problem.
Right.
You know? And sometimes it puts us in a worse condition than when we were. But you said that at the beginning of 2021, you decided to go plant-based. Did you go cold turkey or was it a process?
Reasons come first, answers come second. For me, that's my personality type. My personality type is if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it for 100%. In the military, we had a thing called half-ass. You never do something half-ass, right? When I was in the Navy, it was like, hey, don't do that half-ass. So I decided to do everything. That's just my personality type. I just do it 100% all day, every day. So that's why I lost the weight so quickly. That's how I learned turned around all these diseases in such a short period of time, because I was literally that focused to just, hey, I developed the ant mentality.
Now, like you said, you went cold turkey. Were there days where you felt those setbacks where you just felt like, okay, no, I really want that?
Yeah. Even though I'm determined like a mug, even though, keep in mind, I've been eating double cheeseburgers and extra pickles. I mean, this is the staple of my diet. You know, pork chops every Friday, I'm going over to Perry's to get a big old pork chop, right? With some mashed potatoes and all of that. Right. So I've been doing this for over 40 years. So for me to, even though I'm determined in my mind, I know, like, hey, listen, I know what I'm doing this for. I know what my why is. Even my sales was just like, hey, the double cheese. Every time I smell it, my nose sales would smell like, I remember that. So it just memories come back. You know, you pass by McDonald's and you smell this. Yeah. So 15 days. Only thing with me, 15 days in is when I had my breaking point. 15 days, because I had never gone 15 days without eating meat before, right? Right. 15 days. I was crazy. Like 15 on day 15, I had this huge craving. I just couldn't resist it. I just went and got me. I went to the store and got me a sausage. This is on day 15. I went and got a sausage and I just devoured that sausage. And it was just kind of like, I took a deep breath after that. Like, it was like, okay, I got my fix. I had to get that out of the way. So as long as I got my fix out of the way, and then boom, it was back at it again. But that was because I knew what it was. I knew it was diesel fuel, or Frankenfood, I call it. I know it's diesel fuel. I know it's the reason that my mom is no longer still here. I know it's the reason that my uncle is still here. So yeah, you get them. I still get them cravings. I still will pass by McDonald's and be like, man, I remember them double cheeseburgers. Because I'm literally, this was a staple of my diet. Like, this is me.
Yeah.
That's how I became obese, right? Okay. I didn't become obese just by looking at the food. I came by obese because I wanted these double cheeseburgers. I wanted these Popeyes. I wanted all the everything, biscuits, the great, all of that. Give
right.
it to me.
Right.
The seafood, yeah. The crawfish. Give it to me.
Right.
I want it all.
Everything. And just like you said, you know, when you establish that, you know, me growing up, even though I grew up in New York, both my grandmothers are from Georgia, and so, you know, I'm like, I know all about the pig from the snout to the tail. Okay, used to fight over chitlins when I was a little kid. You know, love me some bacon. You know. Even though it's been years, I stopped eating pork and beef probably about 20 years ago. And, you know, yes, I can still smell it. I can smell the bacon and can still taste it. But that just goes to show how long, if you've been eating a certain way for so long, yes, it's very difficult to break those habits because they're so ingrained in you. just the, like you said, just the smell becomes a trigger. And you're just like, oh, I remember bacon. I remember it. Well, my whole thing is, let me eat a piece of bacon now. Okay. I'll be folded up. Okay. Yeah. Because my body is like, what is that? And, you know, I was surprised that, you know, when you were talking about that sausage, eating that sausage, and you were just like, okay, now I can go back. I would have had all kind. I would have folded up because my body is just like, ugh, I have a very low threshold for pain. See, that's the thing. And if my stomach hurts or something I've eaten and it hurts, then I'm like, okay, I don't have to have that anymore because I can't deal with the pain. So I'm like, now I'm good. So it's interesting, but the one thing that you said that is so critical is you had it and then you went back to eating the way you were supposed to do. And I think that's where sometimes we have that's where that disconnect comes in. We go and we have it and then we continue to have it instead of saying, okay, I had it, I'm satiated, I got over that feeling of wanting it. Now let me go back to my regularly scheduled program.
We just
go off and we say, oh, well, since I had that sausage, let me go ahead and have that ice cream. And then we go ahead and put that Cool Whip on top of that. And then we go ahead and get them, you know, sprinkles put on top of it. And then we just go off the rails, you know. So I think that's important to make sure that people realize that, too, that sometimes those cravings are still going to come, even though we go cold turkey. And if we succumb to them, that it's okay as long as we're willing to go back. What it is that we would, you know, that we set out to do, and that we don't just fall completely off, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. That's where a lot of people will falter with that. A lot of people will falter with the defense that, hey, if I go off, I fall off the wagon for one day. If like, oh man, I had a big old, I just got a craving. I stopped by McDonald's skirt and got me a double cheeseburger, extra pickles, and small fry. Doing my process, yeah, that's just one meal. But just like you said, it's one meal. So now you can. Course correct, get off your eye course a little bit, but then you can course correct like and get back on course, because it's what you do most of the time. So here's the saying I like to say. It's a philosophy. It's a formula for failure. A formula for failure is a few errors in judgment repeated every day. A few errors in judgment repeated every day. So if I grab, like you said, if I grab that sausage every day instead of the apple a day, every single day, if I grab the sausage instead of the apple every day, that's an error. That's an error in judgment. Repeat it every day. That's going to lead to failure. Now, if I flip that around and say a few simple disciplines practice every single day, that's the formula for success. A few simple disciplines practice every single day. Now, if I grab me that apple instead of that sausage every day, most days, I'm not saying like, you know, everybody's striving for perfect, but nobody's going to be perfect. So if you fall off a little bit, just remember, a few errors in judgment, that's going to lead to failure. Repeat it. Your success is when a few simple disciplines practice every day. Even though you don't want to do it, you know you don't want to eat that apple, guess what? You eat that apple because that's discipline. That's what discipline kicked in. So these are some of the philosophies that I picked up. I started changing my self-talk. You're asking about, you know, setbacks and things of that nature. Like, yeah, of course I had huge cravings. Even still, to this day, I still walk by McDonald's and be like, hey, because it was my life. But I know a few errors in judgment will lead me back there. Keep on going time and time and time again. One time, I don't want to do it at all. But one time, okay, boom. Dust yourself off. Everybody has temporary defeat. Get back on your feet. Keep on going. So, yeah, that's my philosophy.
I love that. I hope you guys are writing this down. I hope you got your notepads out and your pens because you know, these are nuggets that are important because you know, sometimes when we're learning about wellness journeys and we look online and we see people's after and we see how wonderful, we just think, oh my goodness, you know, they were able to do it. But it doesn't mean that they don't have setbacks as well. We all do. We all do, especially if we've been on this planet for a significant amount of time. You know, I've been on this earth for 53 years. There are some things that are going to set me back. There are some things that are going to trigger me. There are going to be some things that I'm going to remember. And I'm going to be like, wow, you know, I just want that. But it's so interesting. As you go along in your journey, what happens is you may go and say, oh, you know, I really want that. And then when you have it, then you're like, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
You know, everything that you thought it was, everything that you remembered it being, sometimes the polish kind of wears on it. And you're just like, no, you know, I wanted that little shiny thing. But then once I got it, not so much. Or sometimes you just take that one little bite and you're like, oh, you know, like I said, I love me some Cheesecake Factory. Okay, red velvet cheesecake. Yes, sir. I'll have it. Thank you. And I was like, one day I was praying. I was like, ooh, you know, we were at Cheesecake Factory and I was like, oh, you know, I have my salad and my water and my kale, everything. I was like, okay. Went to go and I said, I'm going to have that piece of cheesecake. Ate that cheesecake, folded up. I should, you know, I had that first bite and was like, oh, wow, that was good. Okay. I should have stopped then. And I didn't. I got excited and I went for the gusto. I was like, oh, I just have one more bite. Next thing you know, it was gone. The next day, garbage. I felt like hot garbage. I was like, okay, you know, just go ahead and call 911 because I think I'm about to die. You know, but it's amazing how as you over time, your body will start to push those things out because it won't satisfy you the way it used to. You know, so you know, I think that's a big thing. You know, people think that once they get on that path, once they start, you know, to wellness, that there aren't going to be those setbacks, you know. But then on the flip side of that, you have so many people where, you know, they have to take baby steps, you know, because they can't do it all at one time, you know. And I think that you have some people that feel sabotaged when it happens. You know, they'll look at you or they'll look at me and they'll say, oh, wow, you know, so what did you do? And you start telling them what you do. And they're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's too much. I can't do all of that. You know, you want me to do this and that. Yeah. Sometimes it's just a matter of telling people, hey, just start with, how about let's not drink our calories and let's just try to, you know, drink a little bit more water. Let's just try to have one extra glass of water a day. And for some people, that's enough, right? So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how people who can't just dive, you know, head first in, you know, a way that they can start looking at making that transition.
Here's what you can do. Appreciate you asking that question. You say, what is it that this is what you got to ask yourself? Like I said, I start asking myself a bunch of questions. What is one thing that I can do right now that's gonna be a little bit hard, right? It's gonna be a little bit challenging, but I know that I could do it for the rest of my life. It's gonna be hard, it's gonna be challenging, but I know that I could do it for the rest of my life. Just like you said, okay, it might be, okay, I'm gonna walk 10 minutes a day. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk 10 minutes a day, or I'm gonna have an extra glass of water, or I'm gonna have a glass of water, or I'm gonna have a set bedtime, or I'm going to hit the gym, twice a week, or I'm going to call, my loved ones and say, I love you every day or something, whatever it is, for your mental health, whatever, building relationships. What is it that call a buddy and say, hey man, I'm looking out for you. I miss you or whatever. What is it that one thing that you can do right now for your overall health? We talked about the six pillars the other day on my audio call, but what is it that one thing you can do right now that's going to be a little bit challenging, a little bit difficult, but you know that you can do it for the rest of your life. And as time goes on, it takes about, just like you said, it takes 66 days on average. Well, anywhere between 21 days and like 900 days that people say to build a habit, right? 21 days to 9 months, sorry. 21 days to 9 months it takes to build a habit. But I like mine is, I think it's about 66. I heard the ones that are 66. I said,
Days.
yeah, 66. I tried the 30 before. I'm like 30 and 30 is 21, ain't it? I've tried 21, and I can go right back to the old thing that I used to go back to. And then 30 is not, 30 is not it either, right? The
Yeah,
more the
the old cliche is you had 21 days to make a habit. No, it's 66. Google it. Go ahead and
yeah
Google
yeah
it.
66. So I
66.
try, like, okay, 66 days to be able to effectively, build a habit. But here's another thing that you can do. You can keep, I have a habit tracker, what is called a habit tracker. I can pull my habit tracker out right now. It's called a habit tracker. So this is a habit tracker.
Okay.
We'll pull it up on the screen here. A habit tracker,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
So a habit tracker, or you can journal. The
Yeah.
thing I tried to do is I tried to think like, oh, I'm gonna build all these, like you were saying, I'm gonna try to build all these habits at one time. I'm gonna build seven new habits this month. I'm gonna build five new habits this month. I tried that. I tried, even in my habit tracker, I tried to do as many habits as I could at one time. But you know what happens? I've been doing this since the beginning of the year. I've now realized that you cannot build a lot of habits at one time. You have to be, human beings have to focus. So you focus on one thing. And then that's why I said, what's one thing that you know that you can do right now that you, but you know that you can do for the rest of your life? It could be, you know, like I said, a set bedtime, shutting social media off at 9 o'clock, whatever. It's going to be difficult, but mark it every day. Like, okay, day one, boom. I did day two, boom. I did this one thing. Day three, day four, day five, all the way up. You mark it on the calendar. You can put one of those big old calendars. You know how people have big calendars and they mark it off with an X. You can do that. Or you can, like I said, you can do like I did. It's the habit tracker. It's the same thing. But whatever you're comfortable with, and do that for 66 days. And as I say, if you get to day 30 and you mess up, well, start over again. Start at 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 66. And then that's how you know that you have that habit down. Because if you start to try to do too many things at one time and you haven't mastered one thing, and you're going to fail every single time.
That's it. I love that you say that, because it is, you know, creating habits and routines are so, you know, they're such a big help when you're trying to start something new. You know, I have certain habits, you know, that I do, you know, every day. I know every day I'm waking up at 5:30 to do my exercise. Then I know, you know, I lay out my clothes the night before so that I'm prepared. And so, you know, there are little things that I've done over time, over the course of years that are now just, you know, they're part of my routine. I automatically wake up at 5:30. You know, I don't even have, you know, even though I set the alarm, my body already knows it's time to get up, you know, and whether it's cold, hot, whatever, my body says, all right, you know, it's 5:30. You know what to do. I start heading down. You know, my gym is is in my basement. I call it the 12-step program because it's 12 steps down to my basement. So I take those 12 steps. You know, and sometimes it feels like the Green Mile. I get up and I'm like, oh, seriously? Yeah. I got to go all the way down here. But yeah, I go, because I've allotted that time. I've done it so consistently that now it's just second nature to go down there. I can go down there with my eyes closed. I sleepwalk down there. I'm going down there to my gym and I'm going to go and work out.
We live our whole life as a habit. Our whole entire, everything that you do every single day, if you really analyze your life, it's a habit that you've been building for all these different years. You know what I mean?
Since you brush your teeth and you put on clothes. You can't go outside nude, you know, unless you're... Right. Colony, but bottom line is there are certain things that we do just by rote, and you know, certain habits that we create, they become ingrained in us and just become a part of our life. You know, we wake up or we meditate or we wake up and we pray or we wake up. There are so many things that we can do, but I love that you say take one thing. So if anything that you know, we can take from even looking at starting a plant-based type of program, that, you know, what is the one thing that you can do? Okay. So, like I said, I know we could sit here and talk for hours and hours, but the one thing I do want to do is leave with our listeners. What are steps if they're considering turning to a plant-based diet, what are some things that they should do initially?
First thing you want to do initially is first you want to ask yourself, this is what you got to ask yourself. What are 5 good reasons as to why I deserve better health? 5 good reasons as to why you deserve better health. All right, you write that down, and then you answer those questions. 5 good reasons. Take some time to think about it. 5 good reasons as to why you deserve better health. Then the reasons as to why you'll never give up. All right, you wrote down those reasons what those 5 reasons are. And then reasons as to why you'll never give up. And then write down your top values in life and how food choices come into play with that. Your top values in life. Like, what are my top values in this life? And how does food come into play with it? All right. For example, you know, we talked about heart disease. If you know, your loved one passed away from heart disease, or if you want to walk your daughter down the aisle, these are your values. Like, this is my why. This is the reason why. And then when I go to these events, when I go to these, you know, family picnics and everything, and everybody's eating this, you always come back to, what are my values, right? And what are my reasons? You come back to this every time, you'd be unstoppable, right? So it's all about changing your mindset first, because a lot of people are contemplating, yeah, I want to contemplate a plant-based diet. Oh, yeah, I want to contemplate eating healthier. But you got to find out what works. What are your values? What is the real reason that you're doing this? Because if you just say, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do this, I'm going with the crowd. You got to go opposite of the crowd. Go whatever way the crowd is going, you want to go the opposite directions. And then that, so once you establish that, it's about establishing the right mindset. Then it's about the actual planning. So it's the four P's. I call it four P's in a pod. Now, if you're ready to make that transition, it's called the four P's in a pod. First P is to plan. So you plan whatever you want out for the week. Like, okay, I'm gonna make this recipe. I'm gonna make that recipe. I'm gonna make this recipe. Wait, all the rest. You write it down. I'm gonna, you know, the spices that you got to get from the store, and then you go to the store and you go grocery shop. So that's the first thing, is to plan. The second P is the plants. So it's the plants. So plan and then plants. You go to the grocery store, you've heard the saying like, hey, where's the beef? But I want you to switch that up. I'm like, nah, forget about where's the beef. I want you to say, where are the plants? Like, tap the attendant and be like, hey man, where are the plants? Right? And then when you get over there to these plants, to the produce section, I want you to get three colors. So you can get orange, purple, yellow, green, black, you know, three colors, three different colors. When you get to the store, you're going to notice these colors. You're going to start noticing these colors a lot. Yellow, you know, all these different types of colors. These are the different nutrient profiles of the plant. And then the third P is to prepare. So you bring those plants home, you chop them, you dice them, you slice them, you prepare them, you put them in your food processor, and you get them ready for the week. So you prepare them. And then the final P is to put them on your plate. So it's like, hey, put these plants on your plate. It's as simple as that. You follow this. This is what I teach my clients. I just teach them simple philosophies, because life is one heck of a thing. No one has time to be sitting around like, okay, I got this meal plan. I got this meal plan. I'm going to follow this meal plan, this meal plan, this meal plan. Just like you just said, we just talked about it. It's about building habits. So you build these habits, you know, a meal plan, that's not in your habit. That's not in your daily routine to do a meal plan, right? But it is in your daily routine, because a lot of people falter at a meal plan because it's so difficult to keep up with after like 30 days because of life kick in. But if you take these simple philosophies of plan, the plants, you prepare them, and then you bring them home and you put them on your plate. You do that subconsciously. Every time you go to the grocery store, you start to build a habit. And then next thing you know, more and more and more and more and more and more. You just keep stacking. Like I said earlier, it's going to take about 66 days to build a real habit. But once you get that one habit down, like, boom, I got that habit. Then you add another one to it, another habit, boom. 66 more days go by, boom, another habit. You just keep on stacking. Next thing you know, over time, you'll be the best version of yourself. You'll be back to the 2.0 version of yourself without even thinking about it, because you've just been stacking wins this entire time.
But that's the beauty of it. I think the beauty of in what you're saying when you're talking about stacking them is that, you know, it takes time. And that's the thing. You know, we think that, you know, if it took you 20 plus years to gain all of that weight, and to think that you're going to lose it in a month, you know, or that you're going to be able to change things like that. That's why it's called a wellness journey. It's not called a wellness sprint. You know, it's not something that happens quickly. It's something that takes time. And so we have to, you know, definitely extend grace to ourselves. And just like you said, make those small wins, because when they happen in succession, you always feel like you're succeeding. It's not like, okay, I did all of these in one shot. Now what? Because sometimes we don't think beyond, you know, the fact that we've succeeded. You know, I set out to lose a certain amount of weight. And then when I lost that 64 pounds, I was just like, oh, I actually lost it. Then it was like, oh, my clothes don't fit. Wait a minute. I didn't allot for what happens if my clothes don't fit or my shoes get too big. I didn't allot for any of that, because somewhere in the back of my mind, I didn't think that I was actually going to do it. And then when I did it, it was like, oh, snap. Now what? You know, and we have to think about that. We have to think about what happens when we're getting there, or what's going to happen, you know, as we're making these wins. So if we're stacking them and we're constantly moving towards it, then we're constantly keeping that level of awareness, like, okay, yes, I'm doing this. And then we can begin to see, oh, okay, now I'm doing this. I need to make sure that as I'm doing this, I'm going to start seeing results. What am I going to do with those results that I'm seeing? So, it's definitely, like you said, a whole lifestyle change. It's a journey. It's something that's continuous. Because like you said, if we fall back, now we've got to grapple to try to move ahead again. But there's always going to be a little bit of ebb and flow there. So, like you said, it's important keep those wins coming to you know, to change that mindset. Like you said, that's huge.
That's the main thing, changing your mindset. Because I can tell you what to eat. The diet is the easy part, right? The diet is the easy part. I want you to eat fruits, vegetables, mostly fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and legumes, right? Beans. Now, you can have some animal products from time to time, some junk food from time to time, but for the most part, this is what I want you to eat. But people won't get that. Some people will get that concept and say, it's not about being perfect. It's about what you're doing most of the time, predominantly. It's about what you're doing predominantly. That will, you'll see the result over time. All right, so weight loss, everybody wants the microwave. That's why people, we struggle with weight loss in this, in society. We're so obese is because, in my book, I talk about this. I talk about the oven mentality and the microwave mentality. The oven mentality or the microwave mentality is all of these fad diets. They want it quick. They want it fast. They want, you know, microwave technology. Like, hey, yeah, I want this, lose weight in 5 days, lose this 10 in 2 weeks, lose 80 pounds or whatever, right? People want that because that's how human beings are programmed. We're programmed to do the easiest route. Like, what's the easiest route that I could do to be able to take this, to be able to get this? So that's just, it's called the microwave mentality, the fad diets. But the oven mentality, this is how you lose weight naturally and keep it off. You want weight loss to be slow, gradual, and natural. These three things, slow, just remember, slow, gradual, and natural. If you remember that, slow, gradual, and natural, that is when the weight won't come back. We call it yo-yo dieting or weight cycling. You might lose 5 pounds this time, and then you gain back 10, or you lose 15, you gain back 30, right? This is happening over time, just yo-yo diet, and you lose some weight, gain some weight. That's what happened to me in my 30s, lose the weight, gain the weight, lose the weight, gain the weight. Till I turned 40, there was no more losing the weight. It was just gaining the weight, right? Like I said, I was in the worst shape of my life. I literally, in the January 1st of 2021, I was in the worst shape of my life, right?
And so, now here it is, you're back and you're doing things. And like you said, it's still an ongoing process.
Still an ongoing process. Because if not, if I go back to what I was, guess what? The weight's going to come back.
Oh, yes. With eventually.
It's going to come back.
Double time.
Double time. Times two for the shipmate.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you said, it is a process. Is a process, but like I said, you know, we can go on and on, and you know, I'm definitely going to have you come back because there are so many facets to nutrition, to plant-based diets, to, you know, creating you know, ways in which to you know, eliminate a lot of the pre-existing conditions that so many of us have. You know, like you said, the pre-diabetes, the type 2 diabetes, the heart disease, you know, all of these things that are happening, you know, and just seeing how, you know, how changing the way we eat and our mindset and things are going to, you know, help to eliminate some of those things, you know.
Absolutely.
And if you're consistent in them, they can be gone for good. So the one thing I want to ask you first is to tell people how they can get in contact with you. And you mentioned a book, so we definitely want to, you know, let people know what the name of your book is and how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, the six pillars. So I call it the six pillars of lifestyle, or the six pillars of lifestyle medicine. But just like you were just talking about, it's all about eating well, moving your body, sleeping well, managing stress, managing your addictions, and then managing the positive connections that you have with other people. So those are the six pillars of lifestyle medicine. Eating well, moving your body, sleeping well, managing your stress, managing addictions, and healthy connections. All right, so that's what's called the six pillars of lifestyle medication. That's what I use to teach my clients to be like, hey, listen, forget about that medication. Forget about, you know, if you want to take it in a short time, yes, your term, yes. But the real thing is this lifestyle medication. It's a journey, just like you said, it's a journey. But how people can get in contact with me or my book is called Plants Save My Life. You can get it; it's everywhere. You can punch it in Google, you can punch it in Amazon, or you can punch my name in there, Kelly Gilberry. Plants Save My Life. That's the name of the book. And it is just an instructional guide and a motivational tool to be like a roadmap laid out. Like, okay, what is everything that I did, everything that's in that book that I didn't, right? Like I said, I turned myself into a mad scientist. So everything that I write about in this book, I lived it. Right. So that is how I transform my health. So not everything in that, you know, you read the book and you say, wow, this is a lot of stuff, but you know, you're not going to be perfect. That's what I did. That's what I did. Everything that I did, right? But nobody's going to be, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So it's about what you do with the majority of the time. So that's what the book is about. It's about sleeping well. It's about eating well. It's about moving your body. It's about all, it's mainly about nutrition, but that's what it is. It's called Plants Save My Life. And I just tell the story of how I went from the worst shape to the best shape by using these plants. And you can also find me on Instagram. So Instagram, OneDeterminedVegan. It was One_Determined_Vegan. Facebook, same thing, OneDeterminedVegan. And then also you can go to OneDeterminedVegan.com. The book's there. You can see the book there. You can find out more about my program as well. I have a group coaching program. The group coaching program is called Plant Fit. Plant Fit is a 12-week course where it's literally an online course. So it's self-paced. It's me talking to you. I'm just laying out the blueprint of everything that I did, all the steps along the way, from the mindset to the food to everything that I did to be able to totally transform my health. And I just laid out the blueprint for you, and I just try to make it as simple as possible. It's simple, but it's difficult at the same time. Simple because you have to do these habits. You build these habits. It's all about habit building. So that's my book is all about. It's what I'm about, all about. And it's about touching every corner of the planet with this message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, you're one determined vegan.
OneDeterminedVegan.com. You can go there as well.
I absolutely love it. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on and helping us at least, you know, begin to see what it means to, you know, make that transition, and that it's not always going to be a quick and easy fix, but it's going to be something that requires us to look at those six pillars. And, you know, if you didn't catch them, press rewind. He says it twice. So you'll be able to.
You always got to say it twice. Make sure it sticks.
That's right. To make sure that it sticks. But, you know, just to make sure that, you know, we're looking at our whys, that we're, you know, taking time to change our mindset, and then starting to take those small tangible steps that we need to take towards, you know, having a lifestyle that's going to be suited just for us. You know, we're all individuals and we have different ways of getting there, but our hope is to get to an optimal level of health. So as I said, Kelly, thank you so much for being with me. One question that I always ask my guests before we go is, how are you living in the now? Tell me what you're doing to live in the space that we're in right now.
That's it. If my goal is to strive to the maximize my potential is to be able to do everything that's put on this planet for me that I'm supposed to do. My assignment, I know my assignment. So that is how I live my life. I wake up every day and I meditate. I plan my day out whenever I meditate in the morning time, about 30 minutes in the morning time before I wake up. And then first hour of the day, I put away like no social media. I put that away. No social media, because I want to be focused on me time. And then I get up, and after I do that, then I get up and I work on my business for about an hour before the sun comes up. So that's the main focus, working on my business and working on how can I get this plan out here to these people, right? How can I get this message out here to these people? And then I just start listening to everything motivational, it's about what you fill your head up with most of the time. So I fill my head up with a lot of philosophy all day. I'm in a continuous state of learning. I just want to learn this. I want to learn that. I want to learn this. I want to learn that. That is mainly what my days are about. I spend most of my days is learning.
You're a forever learner, a lifelong learner. Okay, are there any other parting words that you want to leave with our listeners before we go?
Mother Nature is and always will be perfect in her design. So when things start getting, you start getting confused. This is like talking about these six lifestyle pillars of medication. When you start getting confused about what's going on in the world, what am I supposed to eat this, or am I supposed to eat that? I'm supposed to take this medication, that medication, you get confused. Guess what? Just remember that Mother Nature created this planet, and she is and always will be perfect in her design. So just go back to what Mother Nature says. If you eat as closely to possible as nature, as what nature is telling you to do, most of your worries will go away.
All right, you heard it here. Again, like I said, Kelly, thank you so much for being here. Know that you are now part of the How Now family. You are always welcome to come back. So like I said, we're not one-dimensional. We are multifaceted. So there's so much more that you can come and talk to us about with regards to nutrition and plant-based diets and plant-based eating habits. That's a better word than to say a diet.
Mindset?
That's right. Mindset. There you
I can come on and talk about mindset all day. I talk about nutrition for a little bit. I can talk about nutrition a lot. Don't get me wrong. But I talk about my main thing is mindset. I love mindset.
I love that. Like I said, we'll have you come back, because what's happening with you right now may not be what's happening 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years from now. So you are always welcome back. You always have a place here on the How Now podcast. So again, thank you so much for being here. and
100%.
for and we look forward to you coming back again. Okay.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. And that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until I see you all the next time, stay peace.